And we are back. Thank you for listening to Mile High Magazine. Murphy Houston, again, a little throat thing going on, but we'll be okay. And joining me now is Dr. Jeff McWhorter, a chiropractor and a brain expert, and also the spa founder of HBOT. And we've talked to Jeff occasionally here on Mile High Magazine. And Jeff, you were adding another facility last time we talked. Is that all done and you're in?
Yeah, we opened officially back in about middle of September. We're located at 75 South Madison Street, Suite 201, right there in Cherry Creek across the street from the Gates Tennis Community.
I know where that is. That's a nice location for you. And what do you is this the name is the same?
Yeah, so the HBOT Spa, HBOT is the acronym that stands for Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy, which is a mouthful, so we shorten it down to HBOT. And out of this facility, the unique concept that we've created is there's an a la carte menu, but there's also a membership value. And the membership brings the rate of per service down to the best rate in the country. And there's three services there: hyperbaric oxygen therapy, customizable IV infusion therapy, and neurofeedback therapy for the mental health and cognitive performance enhancement side of things.
So how does that all work?
So hyperbaric oxygen therapy allows the body to become oxygenated to 100% saturation. This is highly important because us as aerobic organisms, we require oxygen for any one of our cells to function. So the higher the oxygen saturation available in the body for the cells to use, the better the functionality of those cells taking place is. And so results from that modality would equate to things like better energy throughout the day, better quality of sleep at night, less inflammation in your body, quicker recovery time after workouts and injury, faster post-surgery healing, and overall just optimal functioning of your cellular activity, whether that's in your brain or in your musculoskeletal system. Then IV infusions are customized by our staff on site. We have some generic cocktails that you'll find at your typical IV infusion locations, but then we also offer individualized custom bags as well, which is coordinated with my medical director, and it helps us make sure that any nutrient or mineral deficiencies that you may be experiencing are being rectified and giving you the best outcome. We also offer NAD Plus and some aspects of regenerative infusions as well. And then neurofeedback allows us to optimize how the brain communicates with itself. Between 19 different points in the brain, we look at how brainwave activity is taking place. We look at the efficiency of that communication or the inefficiency, and we customize a treatment plan that allows you to correct that. And that would equate to an impact on things like ADD, ADHD, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, and insomnia, as well as increased focus and memory capacity. So this concept of the HBOT Spa is based around improving your life and increasing longevity, which is our slogan.
Well, that's always a good thing for sure, Jeff. Now, tell me, though, who's a good candidate for this kind of treatment?
Really just about anybody. The only person that may have a little bit of apprehension about hyperbaric is somebody that has claustrophobia. But the good news is at all of our locations, we offer this therapy in the largest hyperbaric chambers on the market. So if I always tell patients, if you can withstand going through an MRI, HBOT's a cakewalk for you. But other than that, really, our patient population that we aim to help is everything from infancy that maybe had some complications at birth all the way up into our later years and those who are looking to extend their life and keep themselves active as we're getting over the hump of 55 and plus. But really, the nice thing about this concept and bringing it to an affordable range for just about anybody to utilize is that the goal is to bring these modalities to the general population at the best rate so that more and more people can reap the benefits of how these three modalities work together to improve your lifestyle.
So, Jeff, is this something that maybe your personal physician would recommend you do, or should they just come and wonder about maybe just feeling better and come and visit you and see what's going on?
Well, yeah, they always have the option of just coming straight to the HBOT Spa. All my staff is extremely well-trained in their divisions as far as the IV, the HBOT, and the neurofeedback. as well as you're more than welcome to come see me at my main clinic, which is McWhorter CNR down in Centennial. Also, sometimes a physician may suggest, hey, we want to do 2 atmospheres of pressure, and that may be due to what they've read in research, and perhaps they're not totally familiar with the impacts of hyperbaric. For most cases, 1.4 to 1.5 atmospheres, which is what is offered at the HBOT spa, is very sufficient. But if someone's adamant about wanting to get up to a higher pressurization, at my main clinic down in Centennial at McWhorter CNR, you definitely can come see us down there, as I have one chamber that does achieve up to 3 atmospheres.
Now, is this something maybe you can use with other kind of treatments that's going on?
That's exactly right, and that's why I built this concept. Over the better part of the last decade, I've seen IV infusions, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and neurofeedback consistently be one of the most in-demand things that we see coming through my main office in Centennial. And so what I wanted to devise was a synergistic program where increasing the oxygenation helps the cellular function while making sure that the nutrient and mineral requirements for the body's functionality is met through the IV infusion, and optimizing our mental health and our brain cognitive function capacity is why neurofeedback and hyperbaric and IV all work very well together. So we have 3 programs at the HBOT spa. You can pick 1, 2, or all 3 modalities, and there's a price break in between there. Also, throughout the month of October and potentially into November, we are running a special of buy one for $100 as our individual rate there and get 5 sessions to utilize within that week. So it drops the price to about $20 a session so that you can get an experience of hyperbaric's impact and make an educated decision on whether or not you'd like to become a member. We're also offering founding member discounts for the first 50 members that sign up at this location.
So we're talking with Dr. Jeff McWhorter. And Jeff, I'm curious, is this a long-term thing, the HBOT, or is it a short thing, one time, depend on who you are? How's it work?
Well, I always tell patients it's not a miracle modality. It's not a one-and-done thing. Otherwise, I'd be charging a heck of a lot more per session, right? But point is that, yes, it takes cumulative and consistency, and it depends on what we're treating. If we're looking for maximizing the benefits of it to increase your longevity and your daily living, then absolutely it's something that we would recommend you put into your weekly routine on an ongoing basis, which is why I devised the membership rate, which allows you to do as many sessions as you can, up to 1 a day that we're open every month for the flat rate of $600, which brings it to the best rate in the country. But absolutely, if you're dealing with more of an acute issue, say you're recovering from a cosmetic or orthopedic procedure, this is a great option to accelerate dramatically the recovery time. And maybe you're a patient for a month or two while we're going through that rehab. Maybe you're the guy that wants to live to be 100, and I see you every month on and on for the rest of the time that you want to be a member. But there's a range of suggested use based on what our treatment goals are, and every one of my staff is more than well-trained in helping discuss those goals and devise a treatment plan that makes sense for you.
I mean, can you take it as often as, like, every day or twice a day? What do you recommend?
So once a day is what our policy is, just to keep some availability from getting clogged. There are 5 chambers there, so scheduling is not a hard thing to do. However, with that being said, the only contraindications we look for, really, and the main thing around hyperbaric is the aspect of oxygen toxicity, which is extremely rare to have happen at this pressurization. Nevertheless, all of our staff is trained in keeping an eye out for any of those symptoms, and they will check in with you before and after every session to make sure that there's no risk of that. But other than that, there are really minimal contraindications for using the modality, and my staff will go through all of those to establish proper candidacy before you start. Same thing with our IV infusions. Our medical director reviews each and every one of our cases and makes sure that there's no such thing as it being done too often or too much, but keeping you at the proper homeostasis that we're aiming to have.
And then what have you seen in clients when and after they've been doing the HBOT for a while? Give me a little history, maybe some examples.
Well, yeah. I mean, for instance, I've been utilizing this modality personally for the better part of the last 5-6 years on a very regular basis, up to 5-6 times a week. But for most patients, they're going to notice, even perhaps after their first or second visit, that they just feel relaxed and rejuvenated after they come out of a session of hyperbaric. From the IV standpoint, there's a lot of benefits that are noticeable pretty immediately, whether you're doing NAD plus or you're doing something more specific for an ailment you have going on. NAD plus is going to maximize our metabolic activity, so you're going to almost immediately notice higher levels of energy and better cognitive function. But as far as HBOC goes, it does take some consistency to reap the full benefits of it, but on a very regular basis, I'll have patients that come out of even their first session describing feeling amazing. And so because of that, I'm offering our promotion that's buy one, get five for the price of one, so that anybody that's curious about this can see what I'm talking about and come in and firsthand experience it.
So is there any health problems somebody might have that would restrict them from doing the HBOT?
Yeah, there are a couple of things that are listed in our contraindications we run through. We look at patients that have severe cataracts or retinal detachment because of pressurization. It'll change in the eye is not very favorable. We run through some pulmonary history to make sure that the lung function is good. But the main complication that we deal with is if patients have trouble clearing their ears or getting equalized, sometimes that can be challenging. But again, my staff is trained on how to mitigate the rate of pressurization and make it an enjoyable experience. And we got a couple tools that are available to provide to patients to help them if they do have trouble clearing their ears. But other than that, it has a very wide range of application for the patient population. It has a wide range of benefits and a slew of different diagnoses that it's dramatically beneficial for. So there's more than likely the rate of patients being candidates than not.
And what about ages? I think you mentioned earlier, excuse me, in this little conversation that even kids can do it, but is there an age limit really that maybe should stay away from the HBOT?
No. I mean, again, we look at, you know, lung function. So if we're getting into later 80s and 90s, we might look and make sure that if we're having difficulty breathing or things like that under pressurization, again, that's why my staff is there the entire time while you're going up to pressure. Every patient has an open line of communication with the team, and there's a technician in that room the entirety of the time throughout treatment duration, checking on you very frequently. So it's very safe, and really the aspect of age, I mean, I've had children that have had anoxic bursts or difficulties during the birthing process, whether that's the umbilical cord around their neck or some sort of premature injury, where the mother or father gets in the chamber with the infant, and we still are able to treat. So, again, before anybody's put into any sessions at the HBOT spa, they are evaluated and run through all contraindications and risks. And if there's something that needs to be further evaluated, they're always going to be referred to me at my main office or scheduled at a time when I'm down at the HBOT spa in Cherry Creek.
Okay, Jeff, appreciate you coming on Mile High Magazine today. But before we let you go, again, this is a new clinic that's down in Cherry Creek. You have the other one in Centennial. Tell us again about the locations.
Yeah, so the one in Centennial is at 7000 South Yosemite Street, Suite 270 and 260. That's McWhorter CNR, and there's another HBOT spa out here. Then we also have the one in Cherry Creek. That's our newest one. It's attached to The Look, which is a salon and med spa that's been there for 17 years. It's located at 75 South Madison. Our suite number is 201. And our website that you can find us and learn a lot more about this location is www.thehbotspa.com. And we can be reached at our phone number of 303-353-9623.
Jeff, appreciate you coming on Mile High Magazine, and good luck with the HBOT. Sounds exciting.
I appreciate it, Murph. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, you too. And thank you guys for listening to Mile High Magazine, and we'll be back next weekend.